Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. David Dean Anderson, 65, of rural Boscobel, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church, Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations to St. John's Church are appreciated. The Kendall Funeral Service, Boscobel, is assisting the family with arrangements. David Anderson is survived by several relatives and many dear friends. David Dean Anderson, 65, of rural Boscobel. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanick, 92, of Muscadet, died Tuesday, the 31st, at University of Wisconsin East Park Medical Center in Madison. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, with burial to follow in St. John Nepomuk Cemetery, Castle Rock. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Thursday from 9:30 until the time of service at 10:30. The family requests memorials be directed to the Riverdale Food Pantry or the Muscadet Fire Department. Bernice Stanick is survived by her twin brother, Bernard and Sharon Creel of Madison, five children, Donna Stanick of Durham, North Carolina, Ronald Stanick of Huntington, West Virginia, Julie Stanick and Charles Lauber of Fort Collins, Colorado, and Joanne Stanick and John Stanick and Lindsay, all of Durham, North Carolina. Six grandchildren, sisters-in-law, Rose Creel Hooks, Helen Stanick, Ann McGuire, Helen Stanick, Mary Lou Stanick, and Dorothy and Richard Hackle. Also many nieces, nephews, extended family, and friends. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanick, 92, of Muscadet. Eva E. Middlestead, 97, of Reedsburg, died December 29th at the Reedsburg Area Senior Life Center. A memorial service will be held at 1 o'clock Friday at the Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg. Burial will follow in Greenwood Cemetery, Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Friday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Eva Middlestead is survived by her sons, Daryl and Janie Middlestead, and Keith Middlestead. Four grandchildren, eight great-grandchildren, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Eva E. Middlestead, 97, of Reedsburg. James J. Tidrick, 88, of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home following a battle with cancer. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Jim Tidrick is survived by a son, Brian and Lupe of Madison, a daughter, Melanie and Stephen of Port Washington, a brother, Ray and Rose Tidrick, sister-in-law, Diane Tidrick, many nieces, nephews, grandnieces, and grandnephews. James J. Tidrick, 88, of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center. Michelle Lynn Duell, 54, of Avoca, died Wednesday at her home in Evansville. Private funeral services will be held at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will be held at a later date. Michelle Duell is survived by her husband, James, brother, Scott Fetaplace of Avoca, sister, Angela and Tom McDougall of Portage, niece, sister-in-law, Patricia Denman, guardian, Terry Williams, two aunts, many cousins, and friends. Michelle Lynn Duell, 54, of Avoca. Bernard K. Ward, 88, of Muscadet, died Thursday in his sleep. A graveside service and celebration will be held in North Freedom in the spring. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Bernard Ward is survived by four children, Pamela Ward, Diane Smallwood, Timothy Ward, and Brenda Walsh. Four grandsons, three granddaughters, 10 great-grandsons. Bernard K. Ward, 88, of Muscadet. Julie Ann Harper, 78, of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center, died Sunday after a battle with ALS. A memorial service will be held Saturday, January 18th at 11 o'clock at Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care in Middleton. A private burial will take place at Basswood Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care Friday, January 17th from 4 until 6, and again Saturday, January 18th from 10 until the time of service at 11. Judy Harper is survived by her husband Bob, three children, Cindy and Mike Smits, Bob and Michelle Harper, and Mike and Christy Harper, seven grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, brothers and sisters, Gerald, Toby Halverson, Sandra and Kelly Ferguson, Janice and Butch Keller, Roger Halverson, and Vicki Adams. Also many other relatives and friends. Judy Ann Harper, 78 of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center. John Edward Ressler, 90 of Plain, died Saturday following a long illness. To honor John's wishes, there will not be a funeral service. His family invites you to privately celebrate John's life in your own way. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. John Ressler is survived by five children, Sheila and Tom Roback, Kevin and Lisa Ressler, Dawn and Brett Muller, Brian and Chris Ressler, and Shana Jatsik, six grandchildren and a great-grandchild. John Edward Ressler, 90 of Plain.